Your time on Earth is limited. No matter how much this idea makes you squirm, it's a fact. No matter who you are, how young or old, what measures of success you've attained, or where you live, mortality remains the great equalizer. With each tick of the clock, a moment of your life is behind you. Even as you listen to what I just said, seconds pass that you can never regain. Your days are numbered, and each one that passes is gone forever. If you're like me, you may be tempted to view this reality as harsh and unwelcome, to let it overwhelm and even paralyze you. But that's not my purpose here, just the opposite. I'm convinced that rather than inhibiting us to play it safe, embracing our time on Earth as a limited resource has incredible power to liberate us. Most of us, if we knew we only had 1 month to live, would live differently. We'd be more authentic about who we are and more deliberate about how we spend our time. But such a contrast begs the question, what keeps us from living this way now?
My motivation to find the answer, and better yet, to live it and help you live it, is born in part from my experience in ministry. In this role, I've been privileged to spend time with many people as they face the imminent end of their lives. While many of them struggle through the stages of grief, shock, denial, bargaining, guilt, anger, depression, acceptance, most of them make radical changes as a result of their awareness of their terminal conditions. They take license to say what they really feel and do what they really want. They ask for forgiveness and forgive others. They no longer think only of themselves, but reach out to those they love and let them know how much they mean. They take risks they would never have taken before and allow themselves to lay worry aside and gratefully accept each new day. They seem to gain a new clarity about their priorities, like their relationship with God and leaving legacies that will endure. Perhaps no place echoes with eternity quite like a cemetery. Not surprisingly, I'm fascinated by old gravestones and the lives they represent. The dates on some of the old monuments and grave markers in the Houston area where I live go back to the 1800s. My imagination launches me into the various stories that each marker tells. Looking at old tombstones, I can't help but recognize that entire lives are now reduced before me into two dates and one little dash. Some monuments include facts or sayings, Bible verses, or poignant memorials. But it really comes down to what transpired between those two dates. It comes down to what's in the dash. It's startling to realize that a person's whole life can be summed up in a little dash connecting two numbers. I look at the dash of a particular person's marker and wonder, what did he live for? Who did she love? What were his passions? What were her biggest mistakes and greatest regrets? When you think about it, there's not a lot we have control over in life. You didn't get to decide where you were born, who your parents are, or which time period and culture you face. You don't get to decide the dates on your gravestone. We don't know when our time on this earth will be up. It could be next week or next year or decades and decades away. Only God knows. We know there's a finite amount of time that we'll be here, but we don't know how long. Our lives are in God's hands, but there's one thing that we do have a vast amount of control over. We get to decide how we're going to use our dash. You get to choose how you're going to spend that little dash of time between the two dates of your earthly existence. What are you spending yours on? Are you living the dash, knowing fully who you are and why you're here? Or dashing to live, hurriedly spending precious time chasing things that really don't matter to you? The psalmist prayed, "Teach us to number our days and recognize how few they are. Help us to spend them as we should." God wants us to realize that our time on earth is limited so we can spend it wisely. God also gives us the choice about how we spend this most valuable currency.